This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday defended his decisions to end a 20-year war in Afghanistan in a national address and called the U.S. airlift to extract more than 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies a, quote, extraordinary success, though more than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans remain behind. A day after the last American C-17 cargo plane roared off from Kabul, Biden stood by his decision to end America's longest war and withdraw all U.S. troops ahead of the August 31st deadline. He said he was not going to extend what he called a forever war. Biden has faced tough questions about the way the U.S. went about leaving Afghanistan, a chaotic evacuation with some violence, including a suicide bombing last week that killed 13 American service members and 169 Afghans. But he said the final departure from two decades of war would have been difficult, with violence likely no matter when it was planned and conducted. Biden and his administration are also adjusting to a new relationship with the Taliban, the Islamist militant group the U.S. toppled after the September 11, 2001 attacks in America, and that is now once again in power in Afghanistan. Biden has tasked Secretary of State Antony Blinken to coordinate with international partners to hold the Taliban to their promise of safe passage for Americans and others who want to leave in the days ahead. Biden also sought to push back criticism that he fell short of his pledge to get all Americans out of the country ahead of the U.S. military withdrawal. 90% of Americans who wanted to leave were able to leave, according to Biden. This is VOA News. Firefighters in California battled in heavy winds on Tuesday to protect homes on the fringe of tinder-dry forest near Lake Tahoe from a wildfire that has chased thousands of residents and tourists from the popular resort destination. The fire crested a ridgeline and roared downslope on Monday toward the southern end of the Tahoe Basin that straddles the California-Nevada border, triggering mass evacuations. Cal Fire officials estimate 50,000 people are under evacuation orders due to the blaze. They say nearly 700 structures have been destroyed, most of them single-family homes, with 34,000 more buildings considered threatened. The U.S. Gulf states of Louisiana and Mississippi took stock Tuesday of the disaster inflicted by powerful Hurricane Ida, as receding floodwaters begin to reveal the full extent of the damage along the U.S. Gulf Coast, and the death toll rose to 4. The major city of New Orleans was still mostly without power nearly 2 days after Ida slammed into the Louisiana coast as a Category 4 storm, exactly 16 years after devastating Hurricane Katrina, which killed more than 1,800 people. 4 deaths have been confirmed, as crews began fanning out in boats and off-road vehicles to search communities cut off by the giant storm. New Orleans Airport said all incoming and outgoing flights scheduled for Tuesday were canceled, while airlines had scrapped nearly 200 flights on Wednesday. Ida knocked out power for more than a million properties across Louisiana, according to an outage tracker, most of which were still out Tuesday during late summer high temperatures. Also, the added worry of not having good water makes it hard to stay hydrated when it's hot. Countries neighboring Libya wrapped up their meeting Tuesday in Algeria with calls for foreign fighters and mercenaries to be pulled out from the conflict-stricken North African nation. The two-day meeting also urged Libyan parties to stick to a political roadmap that ended hostilities last year and set parliamentary and presidential elections in December. The meeting hosted by Algeria was attended by foreign ministers of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Chad, and Niger. Those countries have for years been concerned over the chaos in Libya. Libya has been racked by chaos since a NATO-backed uprising toppled longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 and split the country between a UN-supported government in the capital, Tripoli, and rival authorities in the east. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.